£99 million.
It'll have you dancing like nobody is watching. Yeah, baby. Just make sure nobody is watching. Get in tonight's Euro Millions draw. Play on app.
Subject to currency fluctuations, the jackpot is capped at €250 million. Account terms, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
Exactly 7 o'clock, here's Dominic Byrne.
From Global's newsroom, 18 years after she went missing, there are new searches starting today for Madeleine McCann in Portugal. They're taking place close to where she went missing back in 2007. German police are leading them, as the main suspect, Christian Bruckner, is in prison in Germany. He denies any involvement. Robin Swan is a journalist following the story.
It's a parcel of land that is owned by multiple private individuals, so lots of permissions have been sought. So one assumes they have something interesting or something serious as a lead to go on.
In other news this morning, the government's going to spend £5 billion on new military drones and lasers. It's part of new plans to make sure the UK is ready for war if needed. The Tories say the proposals are underfunded and underwhelming. A fourth man is being questioned in connection with a series of fires linked to the Prime Minister in North London. He was arrested at London Stansted yesterday. Three other men are due at the Old Bailey on Friday. And music memorabilia, including a Noel Gallagher signed guitar, is being auctioned off in London next month. All proceeds are going to UNICEF. A Banksy featuring Princess Diana on a £10 note is also up for sale.
Yeah, I'm going to buy all of it.
Are you going to buy it?
Nah.
Sport.
England boss Serena Wiegmann says she will not take any unnecessary risks with players' fitness ahead of the women's Euros. They need to beat Spain in Barcelona tonight. That's if they're to progress to the semi-finals of the Nations League. That's beautiful. Wiegmann wants to get the victory, but she admits defending their European Championship title is the priority.
We want to win, and every prize that you can win, you want to win, and you want to have a good performance. But it's also, I do say, if a player has a little injury, which would be a risk for the Euros, then I wouldn't play her. Still, at the same time, I think our squad is strong enough that we can still do everything to win that game.
Also in the Nations League tonight, Scotland travel to the Netherlands, Wales take on Italy, Republic of Ireland host Slovenia. And the Brits suffered disappointment at the French Open yesterday. Fifth seed Jack Draper won the first set, but he lost the next three of his fourth round match against Alexander Bublik. Cameron Norrie is also out of the last 16, having suffered a straight sets defeat to Novak Djokovic.
Barcelona!
Weather.
With eBay. Find the right parts for your vehicle by entering your reg.
Feeling quite chilly first thing. Cloudy with some blustery showers across the UK. Clearing later, a bit of sunshine in the southeast and temperatures eventually up to 20 degrees today. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
Would you like to hear a little bit of Freddie Mercury singing Barcelona?
I do now.
But like the big new orchestrated version.
Yeah.
With all the strings and everything.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah? Okay.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
Barcelona. Oh, I love this piece of music. Go on, Freddie.
Barcelona.
Is that a big cello or something?
It's probably more than one.
Right.
I imagine sounds more. Imagine more of an orchestra type situation.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Tuesday. This is Radio X. And if you've not heard the news, we are now a classical music station.
Yeah.
All orchestra, all day. Meanwhile, Classic FM is currently playing Arctic Monkeys.
So that's what's going on right there.
Do you know all the words, Dom?
No.
I had this perfect dream. And then you say...
Jamali Hollyhock.
This dream was me and you.
Melali Hollyhock.
I want all the world to see.
Molly
a miracle sensation, my guide. You're very good.
Thank you.
So try again.
Sure.
All right. I'll give you some echo.
Wind is a gentle breeze.
Not yet, not yet, not yet.
Not yet, thank you.
Now.
Very high up. What's she thinking?
The bells are ringing out, Dom.
They're calling us together.
Yeah, I'm not sure if a couple of times she just does make a noise.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
She went too high on that one.
Someone's like, she's not actually singing any words there. Chorus. Oh, Freddie Mercury is amazing, isn't he? Would you allow to have met Freddie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Would you have liked to have known him?
I mean, yeah.
I think it'd have been...
Hanging out with...
I think it'd have been a bit too much for me.
Do you think?
Yeah. The stories about him...
I never saw Queen live, ever.
I told you...
As in, with Freddie, did you?
No, no.
Mm.
I went to see the Bohemian Rhapsody movie.
Yes.
We went with Boy George.
Right.
So it was me, Tiff, Boy George, and a mate. And the four of us went to watch it.
Mm.
And I'm like, I thought the Bohemian Rhapsody was brilliant.
Yeah.
And then as we left the cinema, I'm like, what did you think of that? And he went, well, they left loads out.
Like, I bet they did.
The Chris Miles Show. Radio
X. I bet they left the majority out.
There's a great clip of Freddie Mercury talking about this singer called Boy George that he'd heard saying...
Oh, really?
Yeah. What a talent he was.
Yeah.
Does he sing about Boy George? He goes, you read it for the rest of our lives.
Bohemian Rhapsody is such a good film, actually.
I like how there's a little bit of artistic license in there.
Mm.
Like, during Live Aid, according to the movie Bohemian Rhapsody... Nobody was phoning in to make any donations.
Right.
And then the millisecond Queen takes to the stage, the phones go nuts.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, it's probably the opposite. Mm. Because if you're really enjoying watching Freddie Mercury sing in Radio Gaga, you're not going to then leave the TV.
No.
Because remember, in those days, unless you were mega rich, your phone was in the hall, yeah. In the hallway, or a quarter up the stairs.
On a table, usually, yeah.
Ours was in a little, on a little window shelf, window shelf.
Yeah.
Like a couple of steps up the stairs,
mm.
So you could sit on the stairs on the phone.
We had an extension cable thing, so you could plug, you could take the phone around the house with you, but on a massive cable.
What?
It was
really?
So weird.
Really?
Yeah.
Quite money bags.
I know. It's that weird thing.
I remember we got my first cordless one with like a pull-out aerial.
Oh, then
walk around the house with it.
Well, like as if you're on Live and Kicking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They John's on the line now. Hello, John. What's your question?
Bricks. Massive.
I'd like to ask Matt Bianco.
Yeah. Must be to 5-star.
I remember we got I was allowed a phone in my room.
Were you?
Yeah.
Whoa.
And I always wanted one, and I got one. My mum and dad worked very hard.
You got a
and
phone,
I
you?
Got a Mickey Mouse phone.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
Love that.
I think the phone bit was his rucksack.
Yeah.
Completely impractical. Looked great.
Yeah.
But that was about it.
Wow, that's cool. That is actually cool.
You used to have to dial the number, James. Dial the number.
Do you remember
all
that?
No, I remember.
Do you?
Yeah.
There'll be people listening who've never done that.
Phoenix.
My children included.
Phoenix has never done it, I bet.
Yeah.
Are you in there, Phoenix?
Hello.
Have you ever dialed a phone number?
Yeah, I have.
Have you?
Oh. When? It's a museum, Chris.
Yeah.
Probably when I was like 8.
Really?
You had a dial phone?
Yeah.
Did you have any friends, or did you have... The dad had put a lock on the phone.
No, but I've seen that before, yeah. You put it just down by the zero.
Yeah, so you couldn't, yeah, turn, you couldn't turn the dial round. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. But what you do is you just tap it out on the...
Yeah.
Like that, on the thing.
I mean, thought that was only me and you. Yes. So if you want to quickly dial, you go tap... So O, I guess, is zero. Is so you do one. Is it? I don't know.
How could O be zero?
Well, no, as in...
How would, 10, you
how would you do a 10. Zero? Oh, 10. There you go. So you go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6,
right,
seven,
I'm going to call my mate. He lives in Leeds. So it's O... Do I just... So I'm, things have hit it.
I'll wait.
So I literally, I was in my hallway doing that.
What are you doing?
I was in my hallway doing that.
What age would you be in?
For most of
yesterday.
My teenage years.
So you're a teenager and you're, yeah, in your hallway and you're doing...
Frantically.
But you don't want anyone to see you.
Doing that.
So obviously that's turning you back.
Yeah, sorry, it was more like that.
Right.
Hello, is that Steve? Yeah.
Oh. You're calling Steve, are you?
Yeah, sorry.
Steve.
I mean, there's different ways of doing it. Different ways
Mum
of doing
come
it.
Mum comes in. Oh my God, John, what are you doing? I am phoning Steve.
Phoning Steve.
Is that what you call it?
Yeah, and then I'll be phoning Nigel. You got a problem with that?
You go through him.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had one phone.
Yeah.
On the stairs, on the bottom of the stairs. And the phone would sit on top of a collection of phone books and one address book.
Yeah.
So you'd have like Yellow Pages, phone directory,
yeah,
Mum's address book.
Yeah.
Which would have the A to Z down so you could lift it up.
Yes. Yes.
And then the phone would sit on top with the wire. Now, when I wanted to get through to Mike Reed on Saturday Superstore.
0180118055.
Yep. The phone would just about reach inside the lounge door so I could close the lounge door and then start dialing so I could ask Five-Star a question.
Right.
And I never got through. You did, didn't you?
I didn't, no. Justin Fashanu, I did. I phoned Justin Fashanu on Saturday Superstore.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah, but I didn't speak to Five Star.
No, but you got through.
Yeah, I did, and I asked a question.
And you were on telly?
I can't remember.
Oh, come on.
I remember you on telly and speaking.
Well, no, because I asked a question, and it was a lot, to be fair, I was about 7. Yeah, no, I think I did ask a question, but it wasn't my voice. So they said, and we've also got a question here from Dominic, what's your favourite sandwich, or whatever. So they didn't use me. Because they read some questions, then some, they actually used the actual clip of the person.
Yeah. Oh, they did actually ask the question?
They asked my question, but...
Like, okay, James, it's got to exist.
Justin Fashanu on Saturday Superstore.
How often would Justin Fashanu have been on Saturday Superstore?
Absolutely.
So Dominic reckons he was 7, so search 1972.
72.
Yeah, no, I was born in 72.
Right, sorry, yeah, that's
so
what I said.
79.
Born.
I told you, I got so excited. I never got through to Superstore. And then one day, Mike Reed actually answered the phone.
Yeah. Oh.
Hi, it's Mike Reed. Thanks for calling Saturday Superstore. And I went, hi, my name is Chris and I'm in Leeds. And as I was talking, he goes, all our operators are busy at the moment, but please do try. It was a recorded message. I was so gutted.
In your face.
Gutted.
I had some of my work shown on Blue Peter once.
What? Did you? Did you get a badge?
I did.
What?
Badge. Yeah.
Wow. And where is it now?
At home, Cumbria.
Your Blue Peter badge?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, you get a little book of where you can go for free with it.
What did they show?
I designed... It was a competition to design a formation for the Red Arrows. Because I loved the Red Arrows.
And was yours like one of those rockets that you like to draw, leave on people's desks?
It was...
These are the engines.
Yeah.
It was a rocket. And I saw a picture of it recently and I was like, I see why it didn't win.
Right.
It had two boosters.
Uh-huh, but it did.
And then the rocket,
then the
main body.
Yeah, yeah. Then a big rocket.
The Angel of the North one and my rocket.
Really? The Angel of the North one?
Yeah.
That's
my
weird,
rocket
isn't it?
Came
yeah.
In Whatever the runner-ups. Yeah.
Well, you got a Blue Peter badge, though.
I did.
That's good.
But it definitely did look like a rocket.
I can't believe your rock and rolls rocket didn't make it. And this is an entry from James, and he's in Brownhaven. And if you look here, this is formation drawing. Oh, looks a bit like a willy, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah, it does.
This one is from Dominic Brins, and it's just two circles that they've done. Oh, that's really, really good.
Radio X. Coming up, more of Chris and the team with their fun radio broadcasting antics. We have your chance to win some serious cash money on day two of the £25,000 box.
You know it.
Plus, lots of fun and games, including a music game, Drums Please, and the world-famous Rob DJ's Pub Quiz.
Come on!
But before all of that radio excellence, we have a red-hot scorcher of a tune right now.
The Chris Miles Show. Radio X.
I know this will make my day. If you've ever been on telly asking a question or had a question read out on telly or something like that, please let me know. I mean, this is going to make my day. James says, Chris, I asked a question on going live to Bergerac. I mean, that's everything. That's everything.
That's royalty.
If you've got a story like that, please text me 83936, even if it's just the top line of it. I'd love it. All right, 7:15 Tuesday morning, vaccine.
Well, I don't want to wake up in the morning, but I've got to face the day. That's what all the friends I do not like as much as you say. I don't want to do things independently, but I can't make you stay. That's what all the friends I do not like as much as you say.
On James O'Brien's Mystery Hour, says one of our callers. I mean, it's
just as good.
It's good. It's good.
Hmm.
It's not like being on, you know, going live with you know, Philip and Sarah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? No offence. It's good.
And Dom in the bungalow.
The what?
Dick and Dom in the bungalow.
That's good. I talked over the and Dom bit. Okay. Now this is what I want. My wife met Womack and Womack on Going Live, and apparently they were really rude and refused to sign autographs. She was about 11.
Oh,
yes,
no.
Lee! Yes, Lee!
Not Womack and Womack, I'm sure that's not true.
Yeah. My mum had a question read out to Steve Punt on Pebble Mill at 1. Mm. Are you related to Eric Idle? He then proceeded to do the whole nudge-nudge, wink-wink, before saying no. This is brilliant radio, Dom.
I once asked Gary Lineker a question on Going Live. He had his son with him at the time. Nobody listened to his answer as his son started picking his nose. Nice. You would remember that, actually, wouldn't you?
Chris, I was 15 and asked Jason Donovan a question on a TV show called Open Air. We had it on video until we were burgled.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
They also took all our blank videos, says Tracy.
What are they playing at?
I'm sorry about that. I was on Record Breakers with the rest of my village for making the world's biggest scarecrow. Don't we have just won radio?
I love that. That's my favourite text.
That's
possibly
amazing.
Of all time.
I appeared in the crowd during a show of Robot Wars back in the day.
Oh,
Luke,
I love Robot
great.
Wars.
Yep.
I was a contestant on a TV show when I was 14. Toby Anstis was the guest star on an episode, and he asked this question, true or false, I have a pet pony called Pepper. This is from Steph. And my teammate said true, my face was a picture. Do you want to know what that TV show was called? Get Wet.
Get Wet.
Oh, wow. Gosh. Now, Steph, we're going to research this because this is either an unusual TV show or a trauma that you've had as a child where you have made up an entire TV series, including guests, Toby Anstis. Anyway, these are absolutely brilliant. I had a question read out on the 8:15 from Manchester.
Oh, I used to love that.
I asked Matt and Luke Goss if their mum could tell them apart. I'm an idiot, says Wes in Devon. No, you're not, Wes. That still to this day, I would say that's a great question.
That's a lovely question.
Can your mum tell you apart is brilliant. Did I tell you I bumped into your man from Bross the other week?
Did you?
Yeah.
Which one?
Did I tell you this?
No.
Matt Goss.
Matt, okay.
Yeah, he was in the same restaurant as me and we said hello to each other.
Oh.
And he's like, hey, take my number.
Have you swapped numbers?
Yeah.
Oh. You can text him now if you want to say hi.
I mean, I could.
Yeah, it'd be weird.
But he's do it.
But you know what? He can text me first.
That's true.
My heart's again.
That's true.
Miles Show. Anyway, keep them coming in.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With Škoda. It's time to explore electric.
Radio X.
This is Radio X.
The McSpicy Frank's Red Hot is back. It's the McSpicy, but hotter. With 100% chicken breast fillet, melty cheese, fiery jalapenos, and the irresistible Frank's Red Hot Mayo.
Danger, danger.
Make it hot.
Have O-tish.
Available until the 17th of June. Serve from 11 a.m. Participating restaurants only. Subject to availability.
At Halfords, we want you to say yes to packing more into summer days with a great value roof box or bike rack. Say yes to freewheeling fun with bikes and gear for all the family. Say yes to a perfectly polished car with our range of car cleaning products. And say yes to easy breezy trips with a free aircon check. Our experts are on hand with checks, advice and fitting. So pop into your local store or shop online and say yes to summer at Halfords. Subject to availability, see halfords.com for full T's and C's.
We're a nation mad about pets. We bake birthday cakes for cats, let dogs share our beds, and even get tattoos of ferrets. Yes, ferrets. Now that's love. You do anything and everything for your pets, and at Pets at Home, so do we. Whether it's expert advice, veterinary care, or grooming, more people trust us with their pets than anyone else. We're all for pets. To verify, visit petsathome.com/allforpets.
Attention all students. Get 10% off at Iceland and the Food Warehouse every Wednesday throughout June. Show your valid student ID card at the checkout and enjoy instant savings on your shop. Whether you're stocking up on snacks or doing your weekly shop, we're here to help you save while you study. With big deals and big brands such as TGI Fridays, My Protein, Greggs, plus many more. Why would you shop anywhere else? Offer in-store only, available every Wednesday until the 25th. The June exclusions and decencies apply. See iceland.co.uk/10s.
Here, Sandra, listen to this email. Felicitations and unalloyed joy to you. Could you help with a small inconvenience? I possess $32 million in an account belonging to my father, the Prince. We need an honest person to bank this amount for us. We're quits in, babe.
Some things are too good to be true. The Specsavers Too Good deal isn't. Get two pairs of glasses for £70. Include single vision lenses to the same prescription. Conditions apply. Ask in store for details.
Quits in!
Car owners, you could be owed thousands in compensation. If you bought a car on finance from 2007 onwards, it may have been sold with hidden commissions. Text CLAIM to 86688. My Claim Group. Authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. You don't need to use a CMC. You can claim direct to your lender and the Financial Ombudsman for free. Text CLAIM to 86688.
Clues made simple.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan.
This afternoon from 4.
Morning, Miles E.
On today's 4 till 7 thing, someone will win a holiday to Nice.
Nice
for someone. And have you heard the one about the golden lobster?
No.
It was a rhetorical question, actually.
Oh.
4 till 7 thing. 4 till 7. It's a thing.
Get the latest travel info
at radiox.co.uk.
Grab a tasty Greggs deal and buy yourself some time. Then your lunchtime doesn't have to be all about lunch. You could squeeze in a little time. Or some time. Maybe some time. Even some time. Right now for lunch, it's Southern Fried Chicken Goujons, wedges and any drink from only £5 time. Greggs, bag some joy. Prices may vary. See in shop for details.
Radio X. The Chris Miles Show.
I don't think there's a show anywhere else on the planet that is as awesome as this one.
Radio X.
You're absolutely right. And in a few seconds, I'm going to play you an absolute tune. You'll never guess who it's about. You'll never guess the band. Yeah, Oasis. Yeah, well done. My mum got through to Nickelodeon and blew raspberries down the phone, says Dan.
Wow.
It's good.
I love that, because that what makes that is the fact it's your mum.
Yeah, exactly.
Chris, I had my photo on TV on Whackaday.
Oh, that's... Now, that is great. Whackaday was massive. Whackaday.
What, with Timmy Mallett?
Great.
Mr Mallett! Chris, you just mentioned Boy George. I was watching an episode of The A-Team last night and Boy George was in it.
Yes.
You're absolutely right. Boy George is in an episode of A-Team. But I'm curious, why were you watching The A-Team last night? Okay, curious. Chris, I played Mallet's Mallet with Timmy and Michaela at Lightwater Valley and it was shown on TV.
Yes.
This is radio.
Well done.
What's Lightwater Valley? Oh, please, only one of the greatest theme parks ever.
Yeah.
And then there's a couple that I absolutely can't read out.
No.
Dom, are you sure you were 7? Saturday Superstar started in 1982.
What's the thing of that? So was it then Multicolour Swap Shop, perhaps?
Maybe.
I can't find it. I'm looking.
Might be Multicolour Swap Shop.
Chris, was it you that told Five Star that they were... No, it was not. I love Five Star, and if anything, I would have said they're great. Anyway, thanks for your lovely stories. And now, turn it up. This is, for me, one of the best Oasis tracks of all time. Martin has texted in saying, Chris, I was on a special school design technology show with Fred the Weatherman from the Liverpool Docks. You know, he used to be on This Morning.
Yeah.
We had to design a car that would transport an egg propelled by an elastic band. Our elastic band snapped before the final race, and the cameraman told me to give our car a little nudge. I must have flicked it a bit too hard because it shot off like a rocket, leaving the other school children's cars in the dust. We won, but only the cameraman and I knew that I'd completely cheated on live television. But I won tickets to the Science and Industry Museum in Manchester. I'm still ashamed, says Mark. Don't be ashamed.
That's a lovely claim to fame.
Beat the system. Chris, our school, Edgerton Park in Denton, won the final of Checkers Plays Pop in 1986.
Wow, Checkers Plays Pop was one of my favourite TV shows.
Still in the trophy when I took my daughter back to that school in 2012, says Bolly. That's cool. That's rude.
Checkers Plays Pop.
He used to tell a story that they, after a few episodes of filming, that he used to have to empty all his pockets and give it to the floor manager.
Right.
Because when he was stood there...
Mm.
Kids would be literally putting their hand in his pocket and nicking his money and stuff. He said they were little kids. Chris, I met Tony Hart at a travel agent. At a travel agent's.
Oh, that's lovely.
Says Claire. And Ryan, we're going to wrap it up with this one.
Right.
My mum was on The Price is Right and won a white sofa in the 80s.
That wins.
They're all still coming in
a
now.
White sofa. Very nondescript.
Apparently, there's Me on Bogies is doing the rounds on TikTok.
Oh, yes.
I got it on Friday.
Did you?
Yeah.
Does it say it's me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Is that you in the library, isn't it?
It's a screen grab. Yeah.
Mm.
That was one of the most nerve-wracking, weird things I've ever done, playing Bogies with Dick and Dom in a library.
It's such a great idea, actually.
And it's absolutely for real.
Mm.
100% it was done for real.
It's a funny concept.
It's very good.
Yeah.
They should bring it back. Dick and Dom in a Bungalow should be on a Saturday morning.
It should be.
Because I think everybody would watch it. Adults, kids, everybody. Yeah. Bring it back.
Bogies.
There's nothing wrong with these cooking shows, but my God, there's enough of them.
There's too many now. There are too many cooking shows. I love a cooking show, too many.
I love Dick and Dom in the Bungalow.
Yeah.
Let's watch Saturday Kitchen with this man. Mm. Let's watch another Saturday Kitchen with another man.
Yeah.
Let's watch Kitchen on a Saturday with this person. Oh, my God, enough already, please.
The £25,000 box. Radio X.
Apparently, it doesn't say it's me.
It doesn't?
Oh. They've mistaken me for another Chris.
Oh.
You know, that age it. Right, here is today's qualifying question if you want to be on the £25,000 box. Lines close at 8 o'clock this morning. You need to text the word box, then the answer to this question. 25 years ago, which UK band debuted with their first album, Parachutes, that featured the track Yellow? 25 years ago, which UK band debuted with their first album, Parachutes, featuring the track Yellow? This is if you want to play the £25,000 box game for day two. You could win £25,000. Text the word box, followed by your answer. Parachutes, Yellow, that UK band. Text the word box, then the answer. Send it to 83936. That text will cost you £2 plus your standard network rate. You must be available to answer your phone when the lines close at 8 o'clock this morning. You need to be 18 or over and live in Great Britain. Full terms, conditions and online entry details are at radiox.co.uk. Text now. You could be on playing the game after 8 o'clock this morning.
The £25,000 box. Radio X.
Who's your favourite out of Dick and Dom?
Dom.
Right.
I like Dick.
Do you?
If I had to choose.
What? One of Pippa's friends snogged one of them once, she told us.
Yeah, but don't tell that story.
That wasn't on air.
It was
air,
last
though.
Week.
It was on air.
Oh, was it on air?
Yeah.
Right. You just gone pale. That was a big
did
step.
She know which one it was?
Yeah.
Really? Who was it?
God, I hope it was Dom.
What?
Right, what letters have
you got? Do you remember
us
talking about Charlie, the wonderful world of Charlie?
Hi, everyone!
He dropped some presents off.
Oh, yeah.
He dropped a bottle of a bottle of Prosecco for Pippa. Oh. She's not here anymore.
That's ours.
We have it.
We claim it now.
That's how that works.
That's ours.
That's Charlie.
And a load of sweets, Freddo's, all that kind of stuff.
Hello, everyone.
And, of course, James, a little jar of jam.
Hello, everyone. Hello, everyone.
Hi, Charlie.
Hello, everyone.
Thank you, Charlie. Lovely to see you the other day as well. Now, this is a nice letter. Hi, everyone. Long-time listener, but first-time writer. We listen every morning whilst getting ready for work and school.
Right.
I really enjoyed your interview the other week with Humphrey Kerr from Wrexham.
Oh, yeah.
It's what inspired me to write in.
Oh.
I helped run a grassroots football team that was set up to help men with a BMI over 30 with their weight loss and their mental health. Is that big, BMI over 30? I don't really know. It's sort of on the...
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to say...
You could do with getting that down.
Yeah. Whilst we are no Wrexham, we are a league-winning side and have our first promotion under our belts, so I wanted to offer the opportunity to invest in our club.
Oh.
We'd be much more grateful than Humphrey was.
It's slightly ironic that they've written in they're a high BMI football team, but they're looking for extra pounds.
Exactly. Dom, very good. Maybe you can help us run a summer camp at Cap Dag. I don't go there anymore. It's a long time ago. Although they say the image of 40 fat blokes running down a nudist beach might put people off. That's true. The club are called Farnborough MVF FC.
What does the F stand for?
I don't know. I've Googled it. I can't find it. Affectionately known as the Snakes. You can see what we've been up to on our Instagram page, Farnborough_MVF_FC. We'd appreciate genuinely any support. And to sweeten the deal, we've included some chocolate and a mini Lego F1 kit for Chris.
Oh.
Because I know he likes his Lego and I know he likes his F1.
Do I like Lego?
You know you famously like Lego.
Do I?
There you go.
You like F1. Nice, isn't
it? You like F1, though.
Right.
That's nice. And loads of Freddos.
Above 30, between 30 and 40, you're in the obese range.
Ah, okay.
40 or above, you're in the severely obese range.
So you're not... Serious
chocolate. I was 83, something like that.
No, you weren't.
Yeah.
You weren't. I'm sure you weren't. That's from Ollie, who sent that in. Thanks, Ollie. If there are people listening who'd like to invest, as you say, you know, it's not a Wrexham-type deal, but, you know...
Pass it on to Ryan Reynolds.
Stick some money into it, you never know. Also, just a quick one. Chris, we've been invited to something.
People are now trying to work out what MVF stands for.
Yes, I have Googled it. I couldn't see anything inappropriate.
Men very fat. Seems to be been texting a lot.
Man very fat. I don't know if it does.
It's an M, it's a little V,
yeah.
And a big F.
Yeah.
So it's man v fat.
Yeah, man v fat. Is it, I guess?
Great.
Yeah, men versus...
Good, I like it.
Chris, what are you doing on Monday the 9th of June?
I'm busy.
Okay, you don't know what it is yet.
Okay.
We've been invited to the Roman Theatre in St Albans. Now, I've actually been there loads of times. It's an open-air theatre.
Is it Victoria's Secret's photo shoot?
No.
Then I'm busy.
No. It's an open-air theatre, and it's one of the oldest cities, obviously, in the country, because it's all Roman. Summer open-air festival starts on the 11th. It's in its 11th year. It starts on the 9th of June. We've been invited to a VIP event... I think Dom is a local boy, and St Albans is just around the corner from where he lives. It is. The night will include drinks, canapes, and a performance of A Midsummer Night's Dream. Shall I sign you up now?
No, I can't.
Why?
Well, it's the day after my brother's birthday.
Right.
9th of June.
Yeah.
It's also Max Tyler's birthday. So
oh, is it?
I need to be available for...
Right.
For things.
Well, Alison, do you know what? I might come because my daughter is a big fan of all that sort of stuff as well. So she hasn't got
what's all that sort of stuff?
Well, kind of theatres, you know, all that
canapes.
Sort of.
Canapes.
Canapes.
Rubbish theatre, is that what you just called it?
Which one?
What? Does it matter?
It's the Roman Theatre of Verulamium in St Albans. It's brilliant. It's an open air theatre. It's lovely. Anyway, that concludes stuff. Thank you very much. Good luck to, I want to say to the fat men, but you know what I mean. Good luck to the football team. And if you do want to invest, it's Farnborough MVFFC. You can Google them and you can have a share of their club.
Do you think instead of oranges half time, they just have Jaffa cakes?
Dom at radiox.co.uk or send stuff through the post to this address.
234.
Dominic Byrne, The Chris Moyle Show, Radio X, 30 Leicester Square in London, WC2H. 7 LA.
The Chris Miles Show.
It's 7:42.
Radio X.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With the new all-electric Škoda Elroq. Jump in. Book a test drive now.
Radio X.
William Hill Vegas take gaming to a new level. And all this week, Johnny Vaughan and the Thang Gang are doing the same.
And we're going big. Really big.
They're giving away a holiday for two. Every day.
Told you we were going big.
Listen to Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing all this week.
Win with Radio X.
Thanks to William Hill Vegas. As it should be. Please play responsibly. 18 plus.
Managing your business is a big task. To then stay on top of the numbers as well? You're only human. That's why the Intuit QuickBooks AI-powered platform supports your business growth as the number one recommended cloud accounting software. Intuit QuickBooks. Based on a survey of 506 UK accounting professionals, verify at quickbooks.co.uk/verify.
Find top-rated wellness products on Amazon, like these aromatherapy candles with five-star reviews. I smell fantastic value. Or this essential oils massage set. Oh, that's better. Oops, drifted off. And this single-serve coffee machine, back in the room. Amazon, find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
Do you like the sound of work that has plenty of giggles? Where you'll build lifelong skills, as well as wobbly towers. Where you'll feel part of a team, or even have the chance to lead one. Where every little thing you do makes a big difference.
Superstar, you did it!
Do something big. Work with small children. Search Early Years Careers to find out more.
The Škoda SUV Showcase event is now on, featuring the Škoda Kamiq, Karoq and Kodiaq. Three confident SUVs, all crammed with character, created with commitment. Carefully crafted for curbs, the country and carrying kids to karate. And now with £500 off Kamiq and £1,000 off Karoq and Kodiaq. Come quickly to a Škoda retailer between the 19th of May and the 9th of June for a closer look. Customers saving including VAT applied to on-the-road price on retail invoice. Retail customers only. Offer cannot be claimed retrospectively. T's and C's apply. Participating retailers only.
I'm always up before the birds. And the kids. Good thing Costa Express is always up too. Early starts are easier with great coffee. And if I grab one for Bob, I might even get some decent company.
Large cappuccino for the bloke who's half asleep.
Oh, you legend.
Now that's a proper coffee.
Should kick in just in time for you to remember which end of the screwdriver to use.
Costa Express. Quality coffee every time.
Johnny Vaughan.
I was in Valencia a couple of weekends ago. Mm. It was raining. In the bathroom of the hotel, there's three miniatures. I mean, obviously, I can't wear my glasses in there. So I just picked up one that's by the sink, and it was sort of creamy looking. I thought, well, that's got to be moisturised. I moisturised. I was walking around the streets. It started raining. I started bubbling. I was just walking around. People were just looking alarmed. And I just covered myself with hair conditioning. Why would you put it by the sodding sink?
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 fan.
This afternoon from 4.
Radio X. Radio X.
The Chris Moyle Show.
This is the Chris Moyle Show. Hosted by, and you won't believe this, Chris Moyle.
Hello.
Radio
X. 7:46 is the time. I said that like James O'Brien.
Is the time.
Gavin showed me a guy on social media who just does an impression of James O'Brien.
Oh, really? Is he good?
He doesn't sound a lot like him, but he's got all the nuances.
Right, okay.
Including the fact that James O'Brien sighs into the microphone. you got to fight. It's very good.
He does.
Very, very good. Anyway, I've got to go to the dentist today.
Oh, is it a big job?
What?
Is it a big job at the dentist today?
Well, it's a big gob. No, it's not. I've got two temporary crowns.
Right.
So I just got to pop those off.
Mm-hmm.
Not me.
Yeah, I'll do it.
And then put on my permanent crowns,
right,
I guess.
Okay.
And then that's it.
Nice. So that shouldn't be painful at all.
No, should be totally painless.
Easy.
In fact. And
in
I'm
and
fairly
out.
Good about it.
Yeah.
But I've had to bring my retainers in because,
right,
just to see, because if the temporary crowns now, obviously,
slightly, that means my teeth are slightly more built up than they were when I got the mould made
right.
of my teeth.
Yeah.
Well, mould, it was a 3D printer thing.
Hmm.
Because I sleep at night with these retainers in.
To stop you snoring.
It's mainly to stop me dying in my sleep.
Ah, that one. Sorry.
That's the main reason. Well, for me, the main reason is sleep apnea.
Mm.
For Tiff, it's to reduce the snoring.
It's a nice side effect, is that no snoring, yeah.
But it does make you look funny because it kind of jolts your jaw forward a little bit. You kind of look a bit like...
You're always doing a British Forsyth impression.
You look a bit like the Churchill dog.
Right.
Oh, yes. Anyway, so I brought them in because when he puts the crowns on...
Yeah.
It will just ever so slightly change the shape of my mouth. And we're just want to see if I can do anything about it because these things are not cheap.
No, they're not.
But, so this is what I have to do all the time. These are my teeth.
So this is what you wear at night?
Yeah.
Okay.
These things here. And they're two separate pieces.
Wow. Which one's the top one?
It says on them. So this is the top.
That's the top.
So that goes up there.
Oh, lovely.
And then the bottom one goes down there.
They've got like little tabs on them.
And they have little tabs on them. So
they stick together.
Oh, so it tells you how to bite.
No, so it keeps your
jaw grind
forward.
Your teeth.
I don't grind my teeth, but it's to keep my jaw open. There'll be many people listening to this who've got the same thing.
Can you put them in or don't want to do that?
I can do. But I will
I
look like
we can hear.
I will look like I'm at a gurning competition.
Oh,
and also definitely. I can't speak properly.
Do you know what? That's double win.
I don't think people want to hear that.
Yeah, let's have a see on the text 83936 if you'd like to hear and more importantly see this.
We don't have to.
Well, we don't have to.
Do you know what I mean?
But you know, I'll just sit back and just wait for the text to come in. First one, if it says yes, then we have to do it.
Well, not the first one. Well, no, that says yes.
It's a snap poll. The first one actually says, Tiff is a lucky girl. That's what it says from Gillian, who's just sent that in.
Listen, Gillian, it's either that or a machine with a mask on.
Yeah, no, you don't want one of those.
And then that's goodbye, that life, isn't it?
You don't want that. It's like Dennis Hopper and
Blue Velvet. So the little tabs on it are so you can't close your mouth normally, so you have to adjust. But then because it adjusts...
Mm.
And then, but the good thing is Tiff's really good about it.
Oh, good.
So she'll say... night night or something, or have you packed your bag for tomorrow? And I'll go, yes, I have. And she'll go, sorry? I go, yes, I have. She goes, okay.
Unanimous on the text.
The texts are coming in now.
She goes, are you at the gym tomorrow for the show? I go, yeah, we have. Pardon?
Do you do Tommy Cooper jokes when you're speaking with it on? So everybody's basically, Chris, everybody's saying yes. Yes, 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 do it, do it.
I don't think they are.
God, yes, we have to see that.
No,
we definitely want to see it.
It's a need, not a want.
It's a need, not a want.
This is, now, you can mock me as much as you like, but this little device here stops me from dying in my sleep.
Which is, and firstly, let's say that's important.
Okay.
Yeah.
The jaw forward and the weird cartoon dog voice that goes with it is a mere side effect.
Do it now. Just another one.
Right.
Horrendous.
Well, I can't do it now. I've got to play. What was that? People want the Radio X record of the week. No problem. I'm going to do that. I tell you what, I'll put them in.
Okay.
And then I will back announce the Radio X record of the week.
And let's see if we can tell the difference.
See if you get right. So,
all right.
Here we go. I'll say the same words.
Okay.
Can you read terms and conditions in it?
Shut up. The Radio X record of the week. Wolf Alice, Bloom Baby Bloom.
Trying to
I really like that. That's the new song there by Wolf Alice. It's our record of the week, or possibly as my very good friend Chris Moyles would say, if he just played that track, he'd probably describe it as this.
That's the Radio X record of the week.
Oh, wow.
Wolf Alice, Bloom... Bloom Baby Bloom.
Oh, wow. Now, genuinely, I didn't think it made much difference. I thought it might give you a little bit of a lisp. It's changed. I can't look at you. It's changed everything.
Could you tell I'm wearing them?
You can't. I can't a little bit, yeah. Can you just do a bedroom badger for me?
Everybody knows Chris likes mashed potatoes. But is there a difference? Hold on.
The Radio X record of the week, Wolf Alice, Bloom Baby Bloom.
The Radio X record of the week, Wolf Alice, Blue Baby Bloom.
Is it the second one?
No. Yeah, is it the second one?
Yeah.
So you're going to bed at night time. You say night to Tiff.
Why have you put the bow selector?
I dragged that in.
Why? Did they sound like the bear?
You do. Oh, God. That is lovely. You are the bear.
Anyway, line's closed for
you say,
the £25,000 box.
Oh, look, my tail.
25 years ago, which UK band debuted with their first album, Parachutes?
You just said Google.
Parachutes, featuring the track Yellow.
Oh.
Text the word box, followed by your answer, and send it to 83936.
And then what did Tommy Cooper do afterwards?
Text costs £2 plus your standard network rate. Oh. You must be available to answer your phone when the lines close at 8 o'clock today. You need to be 18 or over and live in Great Britain. The full terms and conditions and online identity details are at radiox.co.uk.
Sorry.
I'd also like to point out, I am not over-exaggerating either. No.
Somebody wants to know who let Rami Malek in as well.
I'm going to regret it for the rest of our lives.
Oh, now that's good.
Yeah, you need to text in now.
Sorry, what?
Lines close in 3 minutes.
Yeah, get texting.
Just say yes again.
Yes.
Oh, do you know what? Oh, Tiff is lucky.
I know, right?
Because you're having a lovely chat with Ozan.
She gets to have a chat with me every night like this.
Oh.
Anything else you want to say to embarrass myself further before we go to the commercial break?
There's a few likening it to Zippy, actually. There's a lot of...
Don't sound like Zippy.
Oh, no. A little bit.
Tom.
Yeah.
How?
But listen, it stops you, you know, stops you carking it at night time. It's very important,
isn't it? Because I get sleep apnea, so it's to stop me from dying in my sleep.
I think of the last bit. I got everything up to apnea.
It's because...
Could you say, yes, Miss Moneypenny?
Yes, Miss Moneypenny.
Now, that is good. That is very good, actually.
Right. Okay.
Oh. Changes your face.
Because it moves my jaw forward, so it don't die in my sleep.
Yeah. Can you just say one more? I like hotels. This is from the Rami Malek.
I like birds that fly and sing. I'm a fan of Mandarin Oriental.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh. I can't believe they didn't ask me to be in that campaign.
Nice to see you nice.
Oh, get stuffed.
The Chris Moyles Show. Radio X.
The Chris Moyles Show.
With the new all-electric Škoda Enyaq. With a spacious and flexible interior.
Radio X.
What do we...
Washing machine's broken, Moose.
But squeaky.
Don't worry, we'll sort it. Your squeaky dog toy will be fine.
Okay.
He's just having a swim.
A swim?
Yeah, a leisurely swim.
Okay, no worries, squeaky.
Poor squeaky. When life doesn't go to plan, ClearScore can help with personalised loans and credit cards. Download for free now. ClearScore, best friend for your finances. 18 plus T's and C's apply. ClearScore is a broker, not a lender. Representative APR 29.9%.
Switching broadband providers. What a faff. Do it next week, week after, or next year. But what if it was actually easy? Suddenly. Switch to Virgin Media's lightning-fast broadband and we'll handle the whole process for you. That's smooth, faff-free switching. Virgin Media. See what you can do. Switch today at virginmedia.com. New customers, Virgin Fiber areas, subject to restrictions and credit check. No setup fee, online only. Terms apply.
I'm always up before the birds and the kids. Good thing Costa Express is always up too. Early starts are easier with great coffee. And if I grab one for Bob, I might even get some decent company. Large cappuccino for the bloke who's half asleep.
Oh, you legend. Now that's a proper coffee.
Should kick in just in time for you to remember which end of the screwdriver to use.
Costa Express. Quality coffee every time.
At Iceland and the Food Warehouse, 10 for 10 is back on all your frozen favourites. From Chicago Town deep dish pizzas to Bearside crispy chicken dippers, Young's Chip Shop fish fillets, McCain quick chips and so much more. With savings up to £15 with this incredible deal, you won't want to miss out. So head to your nearest store. That's why we go to Iceland. Ends the 2nd of July, subject to availability. Details apply. See iceland.co.uk/terms.
At Wickes, save on Dulux Standard 2.5-litre coloured emulsion. Was £23, now £15. Feel as proud as a peacock with Wickes. Ends Wednesday. Terms apply.
You could be £10,000 richer just in time for summer. Enter now at winplus.co.uk. Great prizes, real winners. 18 plus, GB only, T's and C's apply.
Radio X. News update. Next.
Got an unexpected message, phone call or email that claims to be from HMRC? Take care. It could be a criminal pretending to be us. To protect yourself, never rush to share personal information or part with your money. Learn to recognise signs of a scam, such as being put under pressure to share bank details. And if something seems fishy, report it to HMRC straight away by searching HMRC Scams on gov.uk. Protect, recognise, report.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.